You are listening to the Voice of the Arts, WQED-FM. I'm Jim Cunningham, Cindy Berger, and Margie Widmer, board members of the phenomenal organization. We had a lot of fun talking last year. Friends of Mellon Park, the annual Arbor Day celebration is coming up on Saturday, the 27th. It starts at 11 in the morning, rain or shine until 2 in the afternoon, at least. Dear friends, thank you so much for coming. In the rain, it's pouring down. Our April showers are outside, but inside, we're together to talk about Arbor Day. Tell me about your work on the board. Cindy, how long have you been president of the board?
So I became president of the board in July of last year, following the founding member and president, Elizabeth Siemens, who was the president for 3 years. So we're a fairly young organization, but we're pretty enthusiastic, and we're having a lot of fun working hard to make Mellon Park really a wonderful place for everyone.
We always assume that everyone knows it because QED has been there for decades now doing the Sunday morning Bach, Beethoven, and brunch concerts, but I'm sure there are always folks who've never been there that haven't seen it. Why should you investigate Arbor Day, the fourth annual Arbor Day celebration?
Because it's a really, really fun event. It's a chance for people, families, and kids to come to the park, appreciate the incredible beauty of the park, and have fun. There's going to be a lot of things going on. We're going to have music. We're going to have tables with all kinds of activities. We're actually going to honor somebody and plant a new tree in her name. So we just wanted to celebrate the park and get the communities involved, the communities around the East End. Now, if you live in the South Hills, we won't kick you out. But
please come.
Yeah. But, you know, it's mostly a neighborhood. It's just like a big neighborhood event.
Now, 5th and Shady is the location. Folks know it from the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts. But the park is actually on both sides of 5th, and the sport fields are on the as you're heading toward the East End on the left side when you're coming down toward the intersection there. Most of your activities are going to be near the Center for the Arts. Where will everything be happening?
Everything for this particular event is on that south side of the park. It's in the oval on the south side where Bach, Beethoven, and brunch is and the fair in the park. But we encourage people who often go to the north side of the park to try out the south side, because you're right, a lot of people don't understand that Mellon Park is on both sides of the street because they're so different. The north side has that sign that says "Welcome to Mellon Park," but the south side doesn't. So it's a wonderful surprise to a lot of people that they're all one park.
And I think that even the folks that come to the concerts might not realize that there's the Rose Garden and then the spot where the beautiful nighttime lights appear in the lawn.
Oh, yeah, and that's the walled garden, yeah. I'm sure they don't.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
So do you have any more specifics for me of what exactly is going to happen on Arbor Day? What sort of events
will
be taking
place? Well, I'm not going to tell you everything, Jim.
Please, but, come on.
But we have guided tree walks so that you can, you know, Arboretum Day started because we formed an arboretum within the park. The arboretum is the first public arboretum in the city of Pittsburgh. So that was the beginning of our Arbor Day celebration. And it was a little celebration because of COVID. But then starting in 2022 and last year and this year, we've continued to have this event that we like to think of as welcome to our neighborhood park. And so we have, in addition to the guided tree walks, we have some beautiful art science activities. The Environmental Charter School is going to bring all kinds of things that you can just use your imagination to build with blocks and tree stumps and all kinds of things that you know, let kids just kind of go wild with their imaginations. There's going to be yard games. The Pittsburgh Parks Rangers are going to have a little Kubota there. It's like a all-terrain vehicle. It's a double-sized golf cart, I guess. So kids love to climb on that. And, you know, we're going to have some music. We're going to have the drum line and the dancers from Obama 612. And we're also going to have Miguel Seguet III and Trio Corazon, who are going to be playing some Afro-Cuban music, music from Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic. And I hear there's going to be a demonstration of the conga, so people can learn how to do the conga and salsa at the same time. There's a food truck, and there's donuts on hand in case you're hungry. And we always try and honor somebody who spent a great deal of their adult life really caring and nurturing and advocating for the park. And so this year we're honoring this wonderful woman who's known all over the city. Her name is Joy Sato. And so we will be, there will be a proclamation, a city proclamation, and there will also be, we'll plant a tree for her there. So those are just some of the highlights.
It's some absolutely of them. Grand. Did you know Joy Sato before she was anointed with this honor?
Yes, she is, as Margie said, a wonderful woman. She worked at the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts for a long time and planned and executed all the events there and did in the gift shop and just all kinds of things. But she loved the park, and she still loves the park, and she took such good care of the park, you know, while she was there. And everyone who's come in contact with her just loves her, and she's such a wonderful person.
Cindy, a year as president, how's it going? Why are you devoting your time and effort into this organization?
Well, FOMP got started. That's the abbreviation for Friends of Mellon Park. It got started only a few years ago. I have supported the Walled Garden in Mellon Park from the beginning, and that's the wonderful restoration that Joe and Elizabeth Siemens did of the Walled Garden in honor of their daughter Annie. And it makes me happy to be a supporter of such a special place. Off and on over the years, some of us have talked about, should there be a friends group? And about 5 years ago, there was going to be a major development in Mellon Park, and there was an outpouring of community interest. And it just seemed like the time to form a friends group. So we did. And we have so many people interested in Mellon Park. It's such a beautiful park. You know, one side of the park has playing fields and basketball courts and tennis courts and a spray park. And the other side is, what remains of some beautiful mansions that were donated to the city and their grounds. And it's a place where you can get some quiet in the middle of a bunch of busy neighborhoods. And it's really a fun project to work on.
Well, you mentioned the expansion ideas that were there through the FIPS organization, I believe. Is that correct?
That was the city.
And the city. I want to ask you, what is going on now in that area? The Center for the Arts is no longer the Center for the Arts. What's happening in the building and what is going on behind it? Can you talk about that?
Well, there's a lot of things going on in the park, and I can tell you about all of them. Phipps Conservatory is now going to restore the garden center along with the Scaife Garage, and they just got approval from the Historic Review Commission for their project. And the leadership at Phipps, along with the talented architects that they hired for the project, work closely with the community and really have designed a beautiful building that's going to be a big asset to the park, and they're going to start construction soon. The Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy is currently working on two projects in the park. One is called Mellon Park Pathways and Lighting Project on the north side of the park, and that's the playground side of the park. And there's also a project to improve the entrances and signage on both sides of the park, because as Margie said, one whole side of the park doesn't have a Welcome to Mellon Park sign. It's hard to know that the park is on both sides of Fifth Avenue. So the plan there is to make the park more unified in appearance, more welcoming, and more accessible to people so they can come and enjoy it. Friends of Mellon Park raised money this year to do a study of the terrace garden to determine what condition it was in the hopes of rehabilitating the space. And we're working to finalize two proposals for rehabilitating that space. We hope to complete the proposal soon, and then there will be a public meeting where they'll be presented, and we think that everybody's going to be excited about this project. And, of course, the Friends of Mellon Park have an ongoing project to care for the trees in Mellon Park.
It's a sacred space for the city of Pittsburgh. A lot of people love it and are interested in it, in addition to the city's caretaking, mowing the lawn there. Isn't that one of the city's responsibilities? Somebody has to cut the grass, yeah.
That's correct. Yeah.
And your special mission, if you were to define it, you just did, but the Friends of the Mellon Park, your focus is what?
Well, it's really to preserve the beauty of the park. You know, we raise money for care of the trees. We'll be adding some more arboretum trees next year. And it's also to just make it a friendly and safe, beautiful space for everybody.
You mentioned the terrace garden. When we're there with the concerts, it's right there to the side of where we are sitting on the lawn. I'm always interested in that. Isn't it sometimes called the Rose Garden, too? I think of it as the Rose Garden, the Terrace Garden. Or am I confusing that in my mind?
No, you are not. The Garden Club of Allegheny County restored that terrace garden. And the main focal point of the planting was a rose garden. So you are remembering that quite well. They worked very hard and did a very wonderful job. But it really wasn't well maintained, and that's why we're looking to that's why we started this project, to see what the condition of the terrace garden was from a structural standpoint, and then to see what we could do to restore it. And the Garden Club of Allegheny County was a big supporter, financially and otherwise, of this study. And they have been involved in Mellon Park for a long time, and it's beloved by their organization.
Have we covered the events of Arbor Day? That was the bringing us together, was to talk about Arbor Day. I'm afraid I'm getting you off the topic here and all these broad things.
No, there's so many interesting things to know about the park. I guess I just want to encourage people to come, to bring a blanket, have a picnic. We're going to be there rain or shine, and we'd love to see you. I can't think that there's any reason why we wouldn't be.
Walk abroad on the great green earth and enjoy it. It's so
yes.
grand.
Yes. I did want to mention that this year we're having an MC who is Nancy Polinsky Johnson. And we think she's going to be great because, you know, she and her husband came here from the South. And most people probably know Nancy from WQED Cooks. And also she was a publisher and editor for Shady Avenue magazine for many years. But we decided it would be really fun to have somebody who loves the park. She and her husband raised their kids here. They live in Squirrel Hill, and they love the city, and they love the park. So I think Nancy will be a nice ingredient to add to the whole mix, to the whole recipe of this show.
No question about it. She's family, you know. I've spent many hours with her in the service of trying to get folks to become members of WQED, and she's really devoted a substantial part of her life to Channel 13.
And it's really fun to it's really fun to see her on QED Cooks.
No question about that. Oh my! Of course, this is Cindy. you're in a family conversation, you know. Margie spent many, many, how long at WQED? Producer of Mr.
long
Rogers'
time.
Neighborhood?
Long, long time.
So great. I'm always amazed. You have to give me any Fred news that I might not have heard or seen. I was at the bookstore, Cards Unlimited, I think, in Shadyside, and there was a new book that I hadn't seen, Fred's Last Interview. It's been out for several years. More and more books keep coming out about Fred every time you turn
around. The legacy continues. I did forget to mention something that at our table, at the Friends of Mellon Park table, we are going to be giving out recycled bags so that kids can put all the stuff that they make and get at the event in those bags. But we're also giving them little seed packets. We're going to do an activity where they get a leaf and they can decorate it, and then they can write what they would wish for the world or for themselves. And we're going to have a make-a-wish tree in the park, and they can hang it in the park so people can see it. One of the activities that we have at the table is the guess how many tree nuts are in the jar. And if you do, you'll win a wonderful book from the National Geographic about trees.
I love it.
That's one more thing.
It sounds like there are some things that are in the spirit of Fred Rogers, very much so, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Well, you all have a connection. Have you been able to twist Margie's arm to tell you stories of her production work here at WQED? Not yet? Board meetings are not taken over with this topic?
No.
Cindy, you better get on that.
Thank goodness.
One of these days for sure. And Betsy Siemens, of course, worked among us as well. Elizabeth Siemens did what for Mr. Rogers? She was working there on the education front for a long time.
And yeah, early on, she wrote some of the scripts, and she also was the character Mrs. McFeely on the program. And then a little bit later on, she left the company, but she did a few video-based projects for child care providers and stuff. They were all about violence around kids and how to help kids deal with it. They were really wonderful
projects.
Substantial
body of work. Really, really great.
Yeah.
The whole family, though. Joe Siemens is an internationally known photographer, cinematographer, and he's still doing set design for theater productions. He's doing the lighting and treatment in town. And their son, Mike, has the phenomenal record shop, bookshop in the east end of the city. So they're good friends of all of us, I think. And we all want to try to help anything they're involved in. Cindy, thank you for coming by. It's so nice to meet you. And your family's contributed. Are you the Berger and Green by any chance?
I am.
Are you still practicing law here in Western Pennsylvania?
I'm still affiliated with our law firm, and really proud to be.
Well, you are also part of this great fabric and history of Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania. So thanks for your contribution there. And Margie, it's so great to see you
again. Oh, thanks.
Again.
It's great to see you, too.
As always. The date is April 27, 11 in the morning, starting for Arbor Day. And you already know the date for 2025, yes?
That's right.
So we've got it set.
So it's from 11 to 2, rain or shine.
Free.
It's free. And we also, in addition to encouraging you to just spend the day at the park, we ask you to not bring any single-use items into the park. All of the activities that you'll see at the tables, the materials are natural materials. There's no styrofoam, no plastic. So we're trying to, maintain our stewardship and our vision is in as many layers as in many ways that we can when we're in the park to keep it beautiful.
Thank you so much for the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And this is a wonderful conversation for me. So nice to meet you, Cindy. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm.